Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 75 today, another psalm of Asaph. We give thanks unto thee, O God. We give thanks, for thy name is near. Men tell of thy wondrous works. When I shall find the set time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I have set up the pillars of it. I said unto the arrogant, deal not arrogantly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For neither from the east, nor from the west, nor yet from the south comes lifting up. But God is the judge, he puts down one and lifts up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine foams. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. In the previous psalm, Asaph spoke of a warrior God with this crushing vengeance and destruction that he was bringing on an enemy that had come in burning and pillaging and destroying the people and the city. And here we have a God of power, a God who stands behind creation, who set the pillars of creation up, a God with a cup foaming and full of wrath. And it is against not warriors in this psalm, but rather the arrogant, wicked, the stiff-necked, those who lift up the horn. And it's important to remember that the image and the sign of a horn in this culture and in these writings, this is a sign of and symbol of strength, a sign of authority, a sign of power. And so when it talks about the horn, it's not just an instrument that you play, but rather that strong tool used by animals to fight and to butt up against with. And so these stiff-necked ones who lift up their horn against God, the God of power and creation, it is against those who reject the natural authority and the natural rule, and those who will drink from a cup of terror. Now the opposite person, the one who is righteous, in verse 9, declares forever for God and about God, who sings praises to the God of Jacob. The wicked are those who butt up against and who stand up against and who resist, and the righteous are not necessarily in this psalm those who submit, but because they are righteous and are that way, they sing praises and they lift themselves up toward God. Now, as we read back through again, I want you to listen to the idea or try to answer the question of who is speaking. And this is something that I've been having a hard time with this psalm. Does the voice of God speak in this psalm? Is he a person? Is it always Asaph? Is it a king? It's an interesting psalm in that sense. Who is the I and who is the we? And are there multiple people speaking? So let's read through it again. We give thanks unto thee, O God. We give thanks, for thy name is near. Men tell of thy wondrous works. When I shall find the set time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I have set up the pillars of it. I said to the arrogant, deal not arrogantly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For neither from the east, nor from the west, nor yet from the south comes lifting up, but God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine foams. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Verse 1 begins with thanks to God because of who he is and what he is. And there is this powerful moment. We give thanks for thy name is near. Those who praise God understand that God's name is near and do not stand with a stiff neck, but rather ready to thank and to praise. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.